I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time now for Coffee at the Merck. Let's get together with Paul Ramo and Chris Shelstead and see what's happening at Madison Mercantile, a very special place right at the south end of Madison's Main Street.
Coffee, 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 coffee.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. Paul Ramo broadcasting live from Madison Mercantile on a very cold Monday, Chris.
Yes, it's cold, and I think everybody's staying home and, you know, either back to work and working hard, or they decided not to even go out in this cold weather.
Nice and warm in the Madison Mercantile,
though. Yes, it is. We're doing pretty good. Yep. You know, I think everybody's heat, but we've got things figured out a little bit in the front part of this building, but we're still lacking in heat in the back part of the building, and we're working hard to address that. So.
Yeah, that's right. Well, what do we want to start out with this morning today?
You know, I just want to thank everybody for the 2024. Here we are in 2025, and we've got some great plans for the rest of the year, but my main focus is to say thanks to you, Paul, and everybody at KLQP and everybody in the community who have supported everything we've done this past year. I went and sort of added up all of the music events and art events and birthday parties and all these things that happened, and after I added it all up, I was tired. That's why I'm tired.
It was a full year of activities, wasn't it?
It was. So it was kind of our first year that we really had a full year of activities. And we learned a lot. We learned a lot from, you know, about when to host things and when times are going to be busy and what people like. So we're going to apply some of those lessons learned from last year to our events coming up this coming year. Try to get a little farther ahead in our planning, because last year it seemed like every time I turned around, something was happening and I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
So this year we're going to be, you know, in planning some major events over the next 12 months.
That's right. You know, I walked to the end of the building here, and this is a big building.
It is a big building.
And you've got a lot of things in here going on.
Yeah, lots of things happening. Mondays are usually pretty quiet, and today was very quiet. But I think one of the best parts about it being a big building is sometimes there's some things going on, and you can't even tell. So there might be 20 cars outside, yet you walk in and go, where is everybody? It's because they're all back in the yoga room doing a class, or they're in the men's shed working on something. So, you know, it gives us a lot of flexibility having all this space, but it also gives us a lot of space to heat and cool and clean. And, you know, I want to mention that we've got this great team of folks that come from Chippewa Industries in Montevideo to do our cleaning and maintenance.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's this developmentally disabled group that come, and boy, they really do a great job. Just a joy to have them here, and they come a couple times a week and keep this place spick and span. Otherwise, there's no way I could keep up.
Wow, yeah, that's a big building to take care of, that's for sure.
It is.
I bet you they love that, too.
Yeah, we have a good time. They're a really fun group, so
good.
We appreciate that. And some of the other things we're doing to the building itself, you know, as you can see, Paul, you mentioned when we walked in, we got a new display counter here, right? We've expanded our front counter so that we have space to display local products. And that's kind of what I want to tell everybody. If you make something locally, something we can help you get into the hands of customers, let us know. We'd love to be the place where you bring those things and connect to customers.
I get the eggs from you.
Yeah. Unfortunately, those chickens are a little cold and tired right now. They're not really producing too
That's
great.
Right.
But we get some eggs. We get some wonderful honey. We sell a lot of honey for Weedy Honey. And if you need some good coffee or some tea or something like that, we're going to have more of that stocked here in the next couple months.
Yeah, and the Haugen's with their flour?
Yep. We love it to be a drop place for the Sandhill Mill. And, you know, speaking of flour and food, I know you and I were talking earlier about Ann Fernholz's sourdough bread.
I love it.
Really good stuff. So because of Ann being here on Fridays, we decided to keep going with the Foodie Friday thing. So every Friday, we just invite people who are cottage bakers and things like that to bring your things into the Merck, let your customers know you're going to be here, and just share that joy of food, especially in the winter when we just want to sit and have a nice warm piece of bread and a good cup of coffee.
Yep.
So Foodie Fridays, Paul, I can see you showing up for that.
I have been showing up on some Fridays. I get some bread from Ann there, and That's pretty good bread.
It is. And so we're going to have some classes, I think, some sourdough classes and things of that sort. So we're hoping to move into more food things.
What did I just have as a treat here?
You just had a Danish. You had a cheese Danish with strawberry.
Okay.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Thanks.
And your new barista?
This is Kylie. Kylie.
Yep.
Wave at Kylie, everybody. There she is. Yeah. Yeah, it's been great to have some of these younger folks working with us, teenagers, and connecting to the community a little bit more. So much so that I spent Friday night singing karaoke with 17-year-olds.
No, you did.
Well, actually, they wouldn't let me sing, but they did a good job. I was not allowed on the stage. But, yeah, on the food thing, though, I want to let you know one thing that all of our customers, all of our friends and partners have told us is that they would really like to have a grab-and-go breakfast and lunch that's kind of healthy and something they could just grab and run with.
Mm-hmm.
So look for that sort of in the middle of January, maybe a bit later in January, to have a soup and salad option.
Soup?
Yeah, good soup and salad and maybe a half a sandwich, that kind of thing. Some small little lunch you can either sit down and eat here. Or
nice. That'll be a great addition.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And as we move forward with the food, one of our main goals is to use local products and highlight local farmers and local producers. So I'd encourage anybody out there who is a producer of anything locally, just get a hold of us and we'll see what we can do to help you be successful.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, good and food is good.
It is, always. Then you got some entertainment coming up, I understand. Charlie's going to be here?
Yep. It wouldn't be the Merc without Charlie on the stage, Charlie Roth.
I bet you he loves singing on the stage here.
Yeah, it's fun for all of us, but I think he particularly has a good time because he can look out and see some of his family and friends. And, he's got friends and family everywhere, but here for sure it's kind of his hometown stage. So that's been fun. He's going to be here Friday the 10th. And then, in fact, we were on the phone today planning a whole bunch of events in June, July, and August where he's bringing all sorts of, like, national-level acts to the Merc. So we're ironing out that music schedule now, but that's going to be a great collaboration, as usual, with Charlie and his friends. And then another big one I want to highlight is in February. We've had a partnership with the Dawson Boyd Arts Society, mm-hmm. and every year, the last couple years, they have had one of their events here. And Dawson Boyd Arts Association. And that's been so much fun to kind of bring people over and into a smaller stage. We had Kevin Kling here. We had the Twins of Franklin. This year we're hosting Sarah Morris. And she's a phenomenal singer-songwriter.
Oh, wow.
That's on February 8th.
February 8th here at the Merc.
Yeah.
What day is that, Jim?
That's a Saturday night.
Okay.
And that will be a wonderful show. And then you can bring your sleeping bag and spend the night for the next show we have the next day. No, I'm kidding. The next day on February 9th, we have a group called Fock.
Oh, okay.
Did I say that okay?
Yeah, you can say it okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Don't bleep me or anything.
Yeah, right.
And that stands for Funny Asian Women Collective. Fock.
No way.
Yes. So it is a group of Asian women who are comedians from the Twin Cities, and they are hilarious, I tell you. So that's going to be a Sunday afternoon show, so we're going to have a Bloody Mary bar.
Oh, nice.
Right, and then go right into that comedy for the afternoon. That's going to be a blast.
That's going to be a huge weekend here at the Merc.
It is.
February 8th and 9th.
February 8th and 9th. And that's kind of what we're looking at this year, is to have one weekend or one sort of two to three-day event every month rather than too many things. We're going to focus on doing a couple quality things once a month.
Nice.
So,
good.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, and part of this is some of these organizations, like Falk and like other bands, they get grant money to support their work. But part of that grant money dictates that they have to do performances in rural towns.
Oh.
So this is awesome. These groups have found out that we're a great stop in that tour.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had, half a dozen different organizations or musicians, theater groups, who have reached out to us and said, hey, we've heard you have a nice stage. We've heard that your community is very receptive. We'd like to come. So the old adage, build it and they will come, it's starting to come true, Paul.
It is. It's part of your dream, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So just to bring some variety of music and art and theater to town. We have a lot of talent here locally, but it's also great to bring in new stuff.
Yeah.
And we're hoping this year to bring in some more diverse voices and maybe a drum circle, the Swedish singers, I don't know what else, but we've got a blue jazz band that's coming in May.
Oh.
So if you know of a great musician or a great genre of music that you'd like to have here, Paul, you found one for me, didn't you?
I did. Dave Anderson from Worthington used to play with ZZ Top many years. And, we're working on a date with him here.
Perfect.
He'd be perfect on this day. He has a long beard like the ZZ Top lead singer. So
great.
I thought it was a joke at first when someone told me he used to play with ZZ Top because he looks like ZZ Top.
He looks the part. Well,
he did.
Now look at Paul is my talent scout.
Yeah.
I love it. That's great. So, yeah, I'm really excited about the lineup of music and art that we have. The art thing we're doing tomorrow night, actually, a bunch of classes, a series of classes, I think it's five, in which the community will learn how to make these beautiful mosaics, but then we'll build a mosaic that will end up getting installed at Madison Healthcare.
Okay.
And that was partially funded by a generous donation from the Kay Borman family.
Mm.
So that's going to be a beautiful...
So what exactly is that?
So it's glass mosaic.
Okay,
and
people have to bring their own...
Nope,
okay.
We've got all the supplies, and it's all funded. It doesn't cost anything. Come on in and learn how to make...
Oh, it doesn't cost anything.
Nope, we're gonna build parts of it, learn how to do it, and at the end of this series of classes, we'll have a beautiful piece that the community can experience at the care center.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and hopefully that'll spawn some other community art projects that we'll find all over town.
Yep, awesome. What else? Now we're talking about music. Now we're talking about art.
Yeah, speaking of art. So January and February, we are focusing on needlework, crochet, knitting, those kind of things you would do sort of in your rocking chair during a snowstorm. So I've encouraged people to bring their needlework down, and we've set up, if you look over there, Paul, we've set up a little knitting circle. We've got all the rocking chairs in a circle, and if anybody wants to learn how to knit or crochet or wants to come and teach classes, come on over. We're going to focus on those kind of sort of cozy stay-at-home things.
So you can just sit in those rocking chairs and knit.
That's the plan. Are you going to come over and do that?
Oh, I don't know how to knit.
Well, you might by the end of the visit. You never know. So that's January and February, and then March. We're going to move into some spring things in March and April. I know March isn't spring yet. Sometimes we get a lot of snow. But in April, we're going to focus on Earth Day and Arbor Day and have some art projects leading up to that. And then in May, we're having a big poetry festival.
Ooh, poetry.
Yes, a Bly Fest. And we're going to have some, it's going to be great. We're going to celebrate Robert Bly and his legacy of poetry out here on the prairie. And we've got a panel that will be coming to speak about Robert Bly and his works. And so we're just finalizing that schedule now, but that'll be May 9th and 10th.
Oh, you already have the date for that.
We do.
Okay,
we do.
Nice, nice.
It's going to be exciting. Like I said, I'm trying to think ahead a little bit more.
Yeah, plan ahead,
there.
Yep.
All right. And as part of that, we try to deconflict with some of the other towns and support each other. You know, if Granite Falls or Monty or Appleton or Ortonville has an event, we want to make sure that, you know, we're supporting them and not planning things on the same day, and we can kind of share the wealth a little bit. You know, there's so many good things going on in our region, and I feel like we should all help each other, help all boats rise, right?
Work together.
Absolutely.
That's right. All right, Chris, so when's the Madison Mercantile open?
We are open 7:30 to 5, Monday through Friday. Open a little later, Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're open till 7. And then on Saturdays, we're open 10 to 5, but we quite often have something going on Saturday night. So check the website, check the Facebook post, or just give us a call to find out what the hours are on Saturdays, because sometimes it varies.
All right. And check the YouTube channel, too.
That's right. We have our YouTube channel, Prairie Tales. We've got 3 stories up right now, and we've already got 6 more ideas in the works.
Nice.
So if you have a story, let us know.
All right. Chris, been a pleasure again doing Coffee at the Merc with you on this Monday.
Absolutely. Now, let's just stay here and stay warm and drink something nice and cozy.
What's the new barista's name?
Her name is Kaylee.
Kaylee did a great job with my latte. So
awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, we got her. I told you we were going to get her on the air. We should get a headset to her next time.
She's saying no right now. Maybe next time. All right, Paul, thanks again for everything you do for the Merc and for the whole community.
All right. That's Chris Shelstead, Coffee at the Merc.
Coffee, coffee. Thanks for joining us for Coffee at the Merc on Q92.
Every moment of my life. coffee to wake me up each morning. Coffee to put me to bed each time.